Hello, everybody. I'm in beautiful Maui, Hawaii, and I've had the opportunity to minister in Oahu and here on Maui. God has done some amazing things. This week of Passover, which now is ending here on Tuesday, April 30th, we are getting ready to step into a new time of divine acceleration, abundancy, and alignment. That's right. And so the Lord wants you to know that because this past week during Passover, we celebrated that he poured out his blood for us in great measure. He broke every restriction. He gave us access to the heavenly realms and the heavenly places. Now he wants to step into realms with no restriction. See, the kingdom of heaven is no restriction. I want to read to you Romans chapter 4, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he that is in these things serves Christ, is acceptable to God, and approved of men. So guess what? When you open your eyes and you begin to see the abundancy, you begin to see what Jesus Christ did for you as he shed his blood, as he poured it out. It was not a trickle, it was a waterfall. He broke every bond. He broke every restriction. And when the kingdom of heaven is made manifest in the earth, that's what happens. All bondages are broken. So we're stepping now into to the latter week, the last week of Nisan, before we go into the month of Iyar. And so you're going to begin to be challenged by God to move in the realms of the kingdom, to begin to advance in the realms where you have access to all things and you operate in those places. Remember, when the kingdom of heaven is made manifest, miracles are present. Jesus said, when the kingdom is here, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the dead will raise. It is a realm of no restriction. That also means no restriction on your finances. Come on, I want to speak to somebody right now. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The measure you use is measured to you. Now, what is this measure that you use? It doesn't mean the measure that's in your pocketbook. It means the heavenly measure. It means the measure of the kingdom. It means the measure that Jesus broke through to give you the kingdom dominion and right to sow from. See, I know you think that everything you have is just what you see, but it's not. See, there's a whole realm that we've now been invited to step into because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, because of his burial, because of his resurrection, and then because of his ascension, that we have the heavenly treasuries open to us. This is a time of divine abundancy, divine alignment. So God is getting ready to hook you up with some people, and you're getting ready to be stretched. He's getting ready to open up doors of opportunity for you, but he wants you to see from the realms of the kingdom. No more, right? After we come through Passover, no more are we to see ourselves as less than, but more than. Because otherwise, Jesus' sacrifice would not have been enough, but it is enough. See, he was so more than that he was able to raise from the dead. The enemy puts restrictions on us. He puts restrictions on you. What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? What are you going to wear? But the Lord says, I want to break all of those restrictions and properly position you in a place of great abundancy. That place of great abundancy means you've got to see abundant. See, Jesus took the blinders off your eyes. He took the blinders off the eyes of the Israelites when he rescued them from that bondage. And when they went through the process of the Passover, putting the blood on the doorpost, and the angel of death passed over them, that angel of restriction. So come on, the angel of restriction has been bound, but what has been released is new angels. There are new divine alignments coming and angels being released. How do I know this? Exodus chapter 23, because it was the promises after the Passover. In Exodus chapter 23, verses 23 through 30, there's seven blessings of the Passover. I'm going to read those to you right now. Okay, so the seven blessings of the Passover are this: that God's going to assign an angel to you. That's Exodus 23, 20. He's going to be an enemy to your enemies. This is verse 22. God's going to give prosperity to you. Come on, because every restriction is broken. That's verse 25. He takes sickness away from his people. There was no sickness when they were in the desert. You're entering into this place. God says he will give you a long life. That's verse 26. He's also going to bring you increase and an inheritance. verse 30, and he's going to give you a special year of blessings. That is verse 31. So this is a very, very special time. We've got these seven blessings available to us. God is releasing angelic assistance to you. You're going to begin to experience the angels more when you can properly position yourself from the place of kingdom, not earthly, not soulish, but kingdom. Jesus died, buried, and resurrected and ascended to give you kingdom. Kingdom. That word kingdom is the word basileia, basileus, and it breaks down to the Greek word basis, which means foot. Everywhere your foot treads, the kingdom is. When you show up, the kingdom shows up. When Jesus showed up, the kingdom showed up. So listen, this is very, very important because you need to know and understand that where you are, kingdom is. When kingdom is made manifest, the lame walk, the blind see, and the dead are raised. The earth has no more restrictions. Somebody needs to give me a high five right now. Come on. Jesus did all of that, and we celebrated that in the Passover. Now we get to step into this divine acceleration, divine abundancy, and divine alignments. I'm getting excited right now. If you have not given your Passover offering yet, I want to invite you to do that. You can give it to a ministry that pours into you. Give it to a ministry that has your heart. Bless them during this time and season, because God tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 and 17, that three times a year we're to come before the Lord and we're to bless him and bring him an offering. One of those is the Feast of Passover. So sow your seed now. Get that done. The next time is Pentecost or Shavuot, which happens on Sivan 6, June 11th through the 13th. Then again, we have the Feast of Tabernacles, which is going to happen in the latter part of October. Read those scriptures for yourself. It's a new season. It's a new time. It's a new marker. And in that marker is that Christ gave us access to the realms of the kingdom. Come on, I need to stretch you right now. You've been saying, God, I want to walk in more signs, miracles, and wonders. Then you need to take your eyes off of the earth and get your eyes on the kingdom. You need to shift into the realms of recovering your sight. You've heard me minister this multiple times. You can't expect to see miracles happen if your sight is earthly, if your sight is of the nature of the soulish realms. Launch yourself into being ascended with Christ in heavenly places so that you can begin to tap into the realms of the kingdom. Then you're going to start to see miracles. You're going to start to see healings. The spiritual gifts are going to begin to flow. It's divine alignment, divine abundancy. It is a very, very special time of divine acceleration. All right, share this video with a friend today because somebody needs to hear this good word. We've passed through Passover, and now we're stepping in to these great blessings, but it's up to you to exercise the blessings that have been given you. I have a couple of books out. One of those is Heavenly Portals, How Eternity Impacts Your Past, Present, and Future. I teach you all about the ascension and living in these realms of the kingdom. And then my new book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you don't yet have a copy of that, those prophetic revelations are going to help you carry forth every single day of every single month of the year. And so you're going to find this upcoming week in the book, it's going to be about the acceleration, the abundancy, the great things that God has for you, because this is something that God does every year. So get yourself a copy of that. You can go to my website for any of those books at CandiceSmithman.com. Also, I have a course. It's called Maximize Your Prophetic Potential. My next class is Thursday, May 16th. Consider joining me for that as well. And there is a discount code when you go and check out online. You can find it on my website. There's a scrolling banner and the discount code is up there. Put that in so you can join me. You're going to get an email that will present a Zoom link to you. And you're going to learn more about how to live in these realms of the ascension. It is an exciting time. I'm going to also be in Dallas, Texas at the Ascend Conference the latter part of the week. We'd love to have you come and join us for that. It's going to be Joshua Fowler, he's the host, then Barry Miracle, Isaac Petrie, and myself are going to teach you how to live in these realms of the ascension, how to walk in the kingdom blessings and the fullness of those blessings. All right, I want you to be blessed today because we have crossed over from Passover and we're now stepping into abundancy, alignment, and acceleration. All right, I'll see you next week. Be blessed.